Ecuador is the latest country to reopen to U.S. beef, having been closed for more than a decade due to BSE. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we take a closer look at this issue with USMEF Manager of Technical Services Cheyenne Dixon. She says that while the reopening of Ecuador was a long time coming, exports of U.S. beef will face very few restrictions.
In 2003, we had numerous markets that fully closed to U.S. beef in the event of our first case of BSE. Ecuador was one of those countries that did have a full ban on U.S. beef up until a couple of weeks ago. But we did finally gain full access to Ecuador. What that means is that we have no age restrictions on the cattle that can be used to produce product destined for Ecuador. And there are also no product restrictions. So all muscle cuts as well as all offals are eligible, which is a huge bonus in this market where we expect to send quite a bit of offal products. The only restriction that is in place is that Canadian cattle that are used must have been in the U.S. for 60 days. This is something that we hope is temporary and the government continues to negotiate with Ecuador officials on, but other than that, all cattle from any ages are eligible.
In addition to providing high-quality beef cuts to Ecuador's hotel and restaurant industries, USMEF expects U.S. exporters to find success in Ecuador with variety meat items such as beef tripe, livers, and hearts. Plans are already in place for promotional events to introduce Ecuadorian importers to U.S. beef, including two seminars to be held in late April.
The U.S. ambassador to Ecuador has initiated two receptions that will be held in two Ecuador cities, one in Quito and the other in Guayaquil. So we will be attending those to start the dialogue, meeting with some importers and trying to search out some of the product opportunities there.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.